Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series.
My guest today is Dr. Jermaine Fenger, Senior Director of Product Management at Synopsys, where he leads advanced mask solutions and computational lithography technologies. With a background spanning semiconductor manufacturing, lithography research, engineering, and product leadership, Jermaine has held roles at IMEC, GlobalFoundries, Mentor Graphics, Siemens EDA, and Synopsys. He holds a PhD in microsystems. He has authored more than 80 publications and holds multiple patents in the field. Welcome to the podcast, Jermaine. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.
Yeah, I do remember meeting you. I believe it was maybe 10 years ago, though, so it's been a while. But
it's been a while, yeah.
Just to catch us up, you recently joined Synopsys. What brought you to Synopsys?
Well, I've had a long career, and it started in semiconductor manufacturing and then moved to nanolithography and then eventually RET, OPC technologies. And, you know, I really enjoyed my time at my previous companies. And there's a lot of, you know, really nice achievements that the team made there. But it got to a point where I wanted to, you know, be exposed to more and new challenges. And Synopsys had this opening, and I took it from there. And I'm really enjoying the time I'm having now at Synopsys.
Yeah, I mean, Synopsys is very active in this space. That makes sense. So let's just get into it. You know, what problems are advanced mask solutions trying to solve?
So at the highest level, advanced mask solutions help semiconductor manufacturers print increasingly complex designs on silicon with the required accuracy, yield, and economics. So as features become smaller and more complex, the mask is no longer just a passive stencil. It becomes an active part of the imaging solution. So technologies like inverse lithography, curvilinear masks, and machine learning help bridge gaps between what designers want to build and really what the manufacturing process can reliably print.
Yeah, well stated. So what has changed in the industry that makes topics like ILT, curvilinear masks, and machine learning especially relevant now?
So several things have really converged. One is the compute power has improved dramatically. So this is especially around GPUs. The multi-beam mask writer has made really more complex mask shapes more manufacturable. And then at the same time, advanced nodes have much tighter process window constraints and really higher sensitivity to the small errors. So the industry now has both the need and the capability to do more sophisticated mask optimization methods.
Interesting. So where can machine learning create the most value in mask synthesis and verification?
So machine learning really is being deployed in a few different areas in mask synthesis. One is the applications inside of the models that run inside of ILT or OPC. So the, as I mentioned, the requirements for the process window and EP errors are now very small. So having a predictive model is really needed. And machine learning helps bridge the gap in the current compact models to be able to achieve the needed accuracy for the N2 node and below. Other areas where machine learning is being deployed, and that's how to speed up the whole computational process. So if you can use machine learning to have a first good guess at what the OPC or ILT shapes would look like, you can save a lot in the computational cost of the whole process.
Okay, so how do you distinguish between useful AI and ML applications and hype in this space?
So useful AI solves a real customer problem with measurable value. In manufacturing, that means better accuracy, faster turnaround time, improved process margin, lower cost or more robust sign-off. A hype is when AI is discussed as a generic replacement for engineering judgment. And so the best solutions combined AI with domain knowledge, physics-based modeling, and rigorous validation.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. So what are customers most interested in today? How do they measure the return on investment? And what does success really look like in production?
So customers are really focused on technologies that solve, you know, real manufacturing bottlenecks. And so improving process window, reducing hotspots, enabling advanced nodes, reducing cycle time, and managing cost. They are also very focused on production readiness, whether the solution fits into the existing flow, it scales reliably, and can be deployed with confidence. ROI is measured through yield improvement, process window improvement, reduced rework, faster cycle time, fewer hotspots, and the ability to enable difficult layers or products. Sometimes the value is a direct cost reduction that can be measured directly. Other times it is strategic, so enabling a product that would otherwise be difficult or risky to manufacture. Success means better wafer results, predictable runtime, manageable mass complexity, successful verification, and clear business value. With the technology becoming part of the normal manufacturing flow rather than a special experiment.
Okay, so if you had to predict one major change in mask technology by the end of the decade, what would that be?
Good question. So by the end of the decade, I expect mask synthesis and verification to be much more intelligent and automated. The mask will increasingly be optimized as part of a larger system that includes design intent, lithography conditions, mask manufacturing constraints, and fab feedback. So that's a big shift from point tool optimizations to system level optimizations.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what excites you the most about where the field is going, and what should we all be listening to, and what should we all remember?
Yeah. So really what excites me the most is the convergence of advanced algorithms, GPU acceleration, curvilinear manufacturing capability, and AI. We're entering a phase where capabilities that were once theoretical or too expensive are becoming practical, opening new ways to solve scaling challenges. The key message for listeners is that masks are becoming smarter, more optimized, and more central to semiconductor scaling. Advanced mask solutions are not just about making better mask shapes. They're about enabling the next generation of semiconductor products.
So just from my perspective, what Synopsys products are you involved with?
Yeah, so I'm involved in the Proteus line of products. So that's our ILT and OPC and also verification, litho verification products. I'm involved in S-Litho, which is our rigorous lithography simulator. And I'm involved in our MDP products like Smart Fracture, Smart MEC, and our Smart MPC products.
How interesting. So, you know, you mentioned GPUs. GPUs are a very big deal now, and NVIDIA is really active in this space. So is part of the research you guys have done with NVIDIA, are you involved in that?
Oh, absolutely. So Synopsys as a whole is a big partnership with NVIDIA. And inside of, say, Proteus and S-Litho, we have enabled GPU acceleration on NVIDIA platforms. And inside Proteus, we're actually really partnering with NVIDIA to utilize their cuLitho library, which is an NVIDIA library based on CUDA that really accelerates our geometric-based operations that are used inside of the OPC technology. So there's a lot of collaboration between NVIDIA and Synopsys in this area.
So is TSMC also involved in that collaboration? I know they're working with NVIDIA as well, and they're certainly a huge partner with Synopsys.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So we have a three-way a partnership with TSMC, NVIDIA, and us, and that's been going on for several years now. And we've some pretty impressive press releases based on the Proteus platform at TSMC and NVIDIA, where our GPU flows have gone into production there.
Yeah, it's impressive. You know, it's all about computational power and who has more computational power than NVIDIA, right?
Right.
So just final question, how can customers find out more?
The best place to start is the Synopsys website, where you can learn more about our advanced mass solutions, computational lithography, and related manufacturing technologies. Synopsys has a long history of innovation in this space and continues to invest in technologies needed to address the industry's most challenging manufacturing problems. From there, you can connect with Synopsys experts to discuss your specific challenges and goals. I would be more than happy to reach out to anyone who is interested in learning more.
So I'm guessing we met at a conference. What conferences do you normally attend?
Yeah, we actually, I think, met at SPAE Advanced Lithography, yeah, maybe 15 or 10 years ago.
That long ago?
It was a while. And yeah, besides that, I usually attend Bacchus, sometimes EMLC, Three Beams at some point, the litho workshops. So yeah, I've usually go to most of the major lithography and OPC conferences.
Yeah, SPIE is my favorite one. You know, not only is it here in San Jose, but just the best content, the best papers. So I'm sure we'll meet again.
Yeah, I was just talking about this earlier, and I don't think I've missed the SPIE in the last 15 years or so. And except for COVID, there was one year that it was offline. But besides that one, I've been in San Jose in February for the last 15 years.
Yeah, I think it was virtual. You know, that's the one nice thing about being part of SemiWiki is I get free conference passes. So for the last 15 years, I've been to all of the conferences. And I tell you, we just work with some of the smartest people in the world, especially lithography. It's a very complex issue. And I'm telling you, it's just amazing at how intelligent this whole industry is and the people are. So it's quite an honor to work here, but it's an honor to speak with you as well. And hopefully we can chat again, maybe after the next SPIE.
All right, that sounds great, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.